episode 144. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Null pointer represents a null pointer, and while it has a value of zero, the type is not the same. For a long time in C++, there was a common rule that said you shouldn't overload methods with integral types and pointer types. You could, and the compiler would let you, but it would likely cause problems later. Let me explain, and then I'll also explain how you can use null pointer as a much better solution. First, let me describe the situation better. Let's say you have a method called buy in an adventure game that allows your hero to purchase food, clothing, or just about anything. You want to create a couple versions of this method and overload them so they're both called buy. That means they need different signatures, and you decide that one will take a pointer to some other data structure that describes what item the hero wants to buy and how many. For the other method, you want it to just take an int. The int will be used to specify how many additional items to buy, sort of like a repeat option. The idea is that you can normally buy with the pointer and can sometimes call buy with an int if you want to buy more of the same thing. Maybe your hero lives in a modern age and is careful to avoid leaving any trail of past purchases, so you want to be able to call buy with a pointer value of null to clear out any record of the previous purchase. So far, all this seems reasonable, even if it is a bit simplistic. This example is a lot better than many books or online articles that will just say you have a method called f or foo or sometimes func and leave it up to you to figure out what the method will do. I like to put a little story to my explanations and hope it'll help you better remember. The problem comes when you try to call buy and pass either a literal value 0 or another common solution is to use a macro called null. The null macro is a little easier to spot in code because it's written in all caps. All it is, though, is a macro that gets replaced with either a 0 as an int or a 0 as a long. The compiler never sees the value null, null. It just sees the 0. Other than the fact that you can't really count on null being an int or a long, it's the same thing as if you pass a 0 directly to the buy method. Now, what does this mean? Which overloaded method should be called? If you pass a 0 or null as an int, then it will end up calling the buy method that takes an int. I mean, you passed an int, so it makes sense that the compiler would select the method that takes an int. Instead of clearing out your previous purchase, you just bought 0 more items as last time. That's probably not what you wanted. And if null is defined to be a long, then your code won't compile. Again, not the result you're after. The problem is caused by the fact that the only way to represent a pointer with a null value used to be to use an int value of 0. If all you have to choose from is a method that takes a pointer, then the compiler would treat that 0 value as a pointer to null and go ahead and call the method. The general guidance was to avoid overloading methods with an int parameter type for one method and a pointer parameter type in the other method. As long as you don't have this situation, then there's no chance for confusion. Until now, that is. You have a better option starting with C++ 11. I'll explain more right after this message from our sponsor. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques, firsthand, beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this. Or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. With C++ 11, there's a new type called a null pointer underscore t, but you won't use this directly. Instead, when you want to pass null for a pointer value, use the keyword null pointer, which is spelled N-U-L-L-P-T-R. The null pointer type can be automatically converted to any pointer of any other type. Back to the earlier example, you can now write code that is clear and expected. If you call by with an argument of 0, then you call the overloaded version that takes an int. And if you call by with an argument of null pointer, then you call the version that takes a pointer. Because you now have a way to distinguish the two methods when calling them and passing null, it's okay to overload methods between an integral type and a pointer type. You benefit from using null pointer in other ways, too. When you want to test a pointer for null or not, then instead of comparing against 0, you can now compare against null pointer. This is easier to spot in your code and makes it clear that you're testing a pointer type. I'll end this episode with one last thought about methods and how they relate to templates. Whenever the compiler needs to convert a 0 from an int to a pointer before calling a method, I just want to mention that it's not really a conversion. This is called a type deduction. In other words, the compiler will choose the best method by deducing the types used to call the method. The compiler will first try to match a 0 with an int, and then if it can't find a matching method, it'll try other types such as a pointer. But when templates are involved, the ability to specify a pointer type directly is critical because the template type deduction won't know that a 0 should be a pointer. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.